listener production.
Morning, I'm Sean Maynard with your news briefing. Well, much-loved SA footy icon Neil Curley has been remembered as one of the giants of the game after his death near his home at Walker Flat. He'd been getting firewood yesterday afternoon when his car crashed through a fence while towing a trailer. Sadly, Curls died at the scene. Knuckles, as he was affectionately known, was a former state captain and coach who won four premierships. He was involved in the game for more than 40 years before later becoming a pundit in the media. The King was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1997. Neil Curley was 88. A man's been arrested after perfume, cosmetics and other goods were taken from a charity warehouse at Edwardstown last week. The gear was found in the boot of a car stopped on Main South Road at Hackham yesterday. Police found the 43-year-old accused at a house at Aldinga Beach. He's been charged with serious criminal trespass and theft. Police hinting more arrests will be made. Our Aussie PM is among the world leaders to meet for a summit in Spain overnight. NATO declaring Russia the most direct threat to security and stability. The US has agreed to ramp up its military presence in Europe, including a permanent base in Poland, while the threat of China was also discussed with America to increase its drills in Darwin. US President Joe Biden has welcomed the memberships of Finland and Sweden amid the fight against Russia.
Finland and Sweden, their historic application for membership and their decision to move away from neutrality and the tradition of neutrality to join NATO alliance is going to make us stronger and more secure in NATO. Stronger.
A power price hike is on the cards today for millions of Australians, but we're being told there's no need to pay it. One Big Switch is warning households some energy retailers are trying to move customers onto plans as high as 32% more than the government price. But the network's Josh Gibson says it isn't the be-all end-all.
You've got to be prepared to switch in those states where it's possible. You can still switch to plans that are around 10% below the government price. Or even you can demand to pay the government price on what's called a standing offer, which is why it's just not necessary to accept any increase above the government price.
R. Kelly has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for sex trafficking and racketeering. The court hearing he used his superstardom to subject young fans to systemic sexual abuse. The former singer is still facing child pornography charges in Chicago. And SA's Tanasi Kokkinakis is out of the singles draw at Wimbledon, losing to defending champion Novak Djokovic. Well, Riley Bonner will miss Port's trip to Perth to face Fremantle after having surgery on a fractured cheekbone and eye socket. But Darcy Byrne-Jones is available along with Tom Cleary as both men emerge from protocol. Zach Bunn has a chance to return from a knee injury. Shane McAdam faces a fitness test before being cleared to take on Melbourne for the Crows this weekend. Riley Philthorpe's also expected to be available. Will Hamill's out, though, with concussion. In the meantime, Keely Kosterman was among three players selected by Adelaide in last night's AFLW draft. Port Adelaide have added seven new faces to their inaugural squad, including Hannah Ewings with its third pick overall last night, and Yasmin Dersma, sister of men's star Xavier. Australia's bright start to the first test against Sri Lanka hit a hurdle late on day one. Steve Smith run out for just six after a horrible mix-up with Usman Khawaja.
Here's trouble. And that will be out. Steve Smith is absolutely furious.
On KO Sports there, the Aussies will resume today, 3-for-98, trailing by 114 runs. Listener.